From KBI News, I'm Afshan Musani. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized new rules to reduce pollution from power plants. KBI's Lily Halloran has more on how the changes could improve the quality of life for Missouri families that have poor air and water quality from pollution by coal-burning plants.
Three plants in Missouri are among the deadliest power plants in the country. Thomas Hill in Randolph County is responsible for 43 premature deaths per year. And two other Missouri plants in New Madrid County and Franklin County represent nearly 300 more premature deaths together, according to the Clean Air Task Force. Andy Knott is the Sierra Club's Deputy Regional Field Director for the Central Southern Region. He says EPA's new rules will force polluting plants to reduce emissions.
EPA's announcement this week is a huge victory for public health in this country, and we just call on the utilities to get behind this and do what's right for Missourians.
Knott says if the plants transition to clean energy, it would also be cheaper for taxpayers. I'm Lily Halloran, KBIA News.
Only 11% of long-term care facilities in Missouri have enough staff to comply with new federal nursing home rules released this week. That's according to a report from KFF, a health policy research foundation. Under the new rules, a nursing home with 100 residents would need more than a dozen nursing staff members available per shift. Facilities will also need to have registered nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lenny Jones is a state director of the Service Employees International Union, which represents nursing home workers. He says staffing problems will keep more people on the job.
Because they're so understaffed and there's so many demands on them, they quit. And they go to work in fields that is not nursing care.
Facilities say they already have a hard time competing with hospitals to hire nursing staff. The Museum of Art and Archaeology at the University of Missouri reopens this week by bringing back one of its most popular events. KBIA's Austin Thomas has details.
In 2021, the University of Missouri announced that the Museum of Art and Archaeology would move to Ellis Library, and with its reopening on Saturday, the wait is nearly over. The reopening will coincide with the museum's Art in Bloom event, which has been on hold since the old location closed. Dan Eck, the director of the Museum of Art and Archaeology, looks forward to the opening.
We expect well over 1,000 people coming through, if not more. This is traditionally our biggest annual event, Art in Bloom. And then we're going to reopen our regular museum hours on Friday, May 3rd.
Eck explained that the event will be a collaboration between the museum and local florists who will pair art with floral arrangements. Art in Bloom will run 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. I'm Austin Thomas, KBIA News.
Winds brought down trees, power lines, and more throughout multiple counties in mid-Missouri on Thursday night. KOMU 8 News reports gusts as strong as 64 miles per hour were observed in Sedalia. The mayor said the city had received multiple reports of downed trees in the roadway because of the strong wind gusts. Crews in Sedalia removed 60 dump truck loads of tree limbs and continued working into today to clear streets, sidewalks, and alleys until 4 a.m. in the morning, according to a social media post. All severe weather hazards are on the table this weekend as multiple rounds of thunderstorms continue to move through mid-Missouri. I'm Afshan Musani, KBIA News, Columbia.